Welcome back to All Talk, Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz. Boy, pay attention, parents. The U.S. Justice Department lawsuit alleges that TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, have breached the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act by allowing children under 13 years old to create accounts without parental consent and by collecting and retaining their personal data. The complaint includes accusations that TikTok has not only enabled unauthorized account creation, but also retained sensitive information such as email addresses, phone numbers, and location data from children.
Yeah, why would that be a big deal? Location data for kids under the age of 13.
Emails, phone numbers.
Yeah, it might be a problem. And obviously, there's already concerns about TikTok and national security and this bipartisan legislative efforts to force TikTok's sale to a non-Chinese entity. So this just adds to, I guess, the plate, the stack, if you will. Let's go to Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law, joining us. Todd, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. So as it relates to this, it looks like TikTok has violated what would be called the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA. Can you kind of describe or explain what that is and how the allegation that TikTok violated COPPA?
So consent needs to be given anytime there's a minor involved, especially in this particular case, under 13. COPPA is a guidelines for what rights children have and parents and what the fact of any social platform agency or otherwise school must bring in the adult custodian slash parent on basically everything that deals with the information of a child. It's sacrosanct. It goes, you know, from the courthouses, we put things under seal. You can only imagine how damaging and how scary this is. And it's the same old song. Haven't we seen this now three different times from three different platforms? TikTok on now its second bout with regards to the federal government coming in after them using a separate platform that they acquire and then stealing, basically taking all of the children's information is really, to me, not only is it, I think, civil, because we only have the civil remedy right now of going after this, but there is criminal statutes that I think may apply as well. The fact of the matter is, to your intro to parents, this is something that you can look at with all of your social platforms on these kids' phones, Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, now TikTok. You can look at all of it, and there's profiling going on with these of what children are influenced by, how they're influenced, what information they receive, how they get it. It's just, to me, abhorrent. And
yeah.
This lawsuit is one which COPPA definitely applies for the Children's Protection Act and making sure that we do not expose our kids to these platforms.
Yeah, this kind of refutes, I know ByteDance came out and TikTok came out and said that they protect the kids. They're not trying to influence children in any sense. And I think it was the CEO or the chairman of either TikTok or ByteDance who said he doesn't even let his own kid use it because he knows there's a certain age that is more legitimate to use this kind of a platform than others. This kind of refutes that whole argument. If this is what they're allowing, this is what they're actively doing, does it not?
It does 100%. So this is the scheme for which I've seen in the lawsuit, and these are allegations, but we've seen this playbook before and they've used it. What happens is TikTok slash whatever subsidiary underneath that takes this information from the child's profile. What they'll do is they'll create the spider web and share that information, albeit for a price, but they'll share that information with other subsidiaries and down the line to other social media platforms. Facebook or whatever else is out there that wants this target market and wants to influence this group, which is such, to me, obviously, and I think to many listeners, is a scary aspect when you don't have control of where the privacy of your child's information is going to. And that's why we have these prophylactic measures and these laws and statutes in place. So the Justice Department, after there was a investigation by our federal agencies, and I believe there to be more than just one agency that's been looking into this, the fact of the matter is they then went and presented their case to the Justice Department, and sure enough, that they brought in the lawsuit. I would imagine you'll see other agents, or other, I should say, platforms being sued as well, because they're getting the information and then sharing it down the line.
So what are the legal consequences? What really happens to TikTok? I mean, they have more money than God, if you find them. Are we going to really kick them out of the country? I mean, politicians say we're going to, but will they really do that with such a popular platform?
I, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, the fact of the matter is the teeth of this statute is punitive from the standpoint of money, monetary. But when you have more money than you know what to do with, you just buy this off, right? I think the only way that this gets any traction, any real traction, is when it's exposed anecdotally of what, so someone can see it with their own eyes and see, I show your child the post they receive, the information they receive, then I show your child using that information and believing whatever it was that was espoused from that. And you see the damage that can be done, or how they not only influence, but how your child then or someone else shares it down the line and down the line, and it gets out into the whole web. I see this, believe it or not, in my bullying cases with social media. I see it with my Title IX cases and protection through social media. And they will use these platforms, and it's scary to me. So until we get real teeth by the legislators and our country to take action against these foreign corporations that put this information into our hemisphere of our children, I don't think you'll see anything other than monetary damages.
We're talking with Todd Flood, attorney of Flood Law. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm shocked, though, that with all we know about the bullying on these platforms, the cases that you've covered, the information being taken, and our kids' information being taken, parents still don't seem to be in a big hurry to kick their kids off Facebook or TikTok or any of these platforms.
No, it's scary to me. It's really scary to me because I've seen really bad actors. And parents, you know, it's hard for anyone until they see it, right? Until they see, you know, it's easy to see a broken arm, right? You see your child, but it's hard to see this,
right?
What is it doing to our child? What is it doing? And you just have a difficult time. Parents have a difficult time, but if parents literally took their 15-year-old, which I guarantee doesn't happen because I interview parents all the time. Hey, have you looked at Johnny's phone? No, he doesn't let me have it. Oh, I see. How old is he? 15.
Right.
He's in your home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We should
go look at your 15-year-old's phone.
We should make parents all come down and watch you in court when you do these bullying cases. Then they would know how scary it can be. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law, thanks so much. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Quick break. When we come back, Mike Rogers, he's running for Senate. You're listening to All Talk on WJR.